Welcome to the Write for a Reason podcast. My name is Janet Wilson. I'm a publisher of Christian fiction for young people with Dernier Publishing. If you're a Christian and new to writing stories for kids and teens, stay tuned for encouragement, creative writing tips, and actionable strategies you can implement immediately to become a better writer. Recently on the podcast, we've had some very interesting interviewees. Joy V, who gave us advice about book launches, Ruth Lee, who talked about manuscript criticism, and Catherine Blesson, who gave us the lowdown on how to do a book blog tour. Plus, they gave us lots of helpful tips and useful bits of advice. But today, I'm going it alone. I'm covering some slightly different, but no less important ground. Today, I have for you five simple tips that can improve your writing immediately. So taking a few minutes to prepare yourself before you sit down to write can improve your creativity and your output hugely. Preparation is a really good thing to do. I wonder what you're thinking. What will these simple ways be? A reading, a practice exercise, turning off the internet maybe? Well, these are all great things, but the five things I have for you today are much more basic. Number one, exercise. Yes, exercise. Even just a few minutes of aerobic activity before you sit down to write can make your brain sharper, help you to concentrate and come up with creative ideas. So 15 to 20 minutes of exercise is great. You don't have to go to the gym. A brisk walk around the block is fine. Anything that will get your blood flowing is great. Number two, have a healthy meal or snack. Yes, we are still talking about writing. To sharpen your mental focus with some good brain foods is a good thing to do. Maybe some whole grain cereals, fruit, salads, nuts and seeds, fish, lean meat vegetables, beans and pulses maybe. Avoid fatty and sugary foods when you want to write, as these can actually make you really sluggish. A square of dark chocolate can do wonders if you're craving something sweet. I always keep some in the kitchen cupboard. Number three, have a glass or two of water before you start. It's a well-known fact that dehydration can cause fatigue and even headaches, and that, of course, is absolutely hopeless if you're sitting down to write. Drinking plenty of water can help you think faster and clearer. If you really don't like the taste of water, try it with a squeeze of lemon juice or try fruit or herbal teas. My favourite is peppermint. I grow mint in the garden for this very purpose, and it's free. Number four, take a few minutes to pray. Let's be honest, how often do we forget to pray until we're stuck with something? But if we're writing to encourage and inspire children and teens in their faith, prayer is essential. After all, the God to whom we pray is the one who may use our stories to touch hearts and lives. That's an awesome responsibility. So dare we write and not pray? Number five, remember your purpose. Look at a photo of the children you're writing for. Have these precious faces imprinted on your mind as you sit down to write, and that will help you with your clarity because you know who you're writing for and your determination. You know how much they need it. You'll also be thinking of them as you write your dialogue and your scenes, which will no doubt improve your story too. So there you go. Five very simple things you can do straight away to improve your writing. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review. And if you have any tips for healthy snacks, please share them with us. It's wonderful to be able to encourage each other. We do have a Facebook group, Write for a Reason. Do come over and have a chat with us there. Oh, and if you're feeling sluggish during your writing and you need a break, do a mini version of all those five things again. Move around, a little jog on the spot, have a glass of water and a piece of fruit maybe. Take a look at that photo and stop to pray. You'll be amazed what a difference it makes. Okay, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to make sure you don't miss out on future episodes. And if you'd like further help with your novel, our Writers for a Reason Unite group is open for new members until Thursday the 19th of May. Check it out on writeforreason.com/unite. It's an absolutely brilliant way to get your novel written. We have great fun in our groups, our fellowship, teaching. You can ask me anything you like about your novel. There's a special price for this week only, and we will be closing the doors again for a while new members settle in. So if you want to get your novel finished and the best it can be, now's the time. The link is writeforareason.com/unite. Any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. So don't put it off. Today is a gift to use wisely. Only you can write your book, and if you've been called to write, someone's waiting for it. Until next time, bye for now.